Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Podcast where I share true crime stories for your entertainment. But you might lose some sleep after listening to some of the stories. I'm your host, and after reading about true crime stories, I condense all of the content and bring valuable information to you. To stay up to date with all our content, check out the Twitter account, TrueCrimeNS, and our Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to this channel, as well as subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Just search True Crime Never Sleeps. True crime never sleeps. Neither do the families of victims whose deaths or disappearances were never solved. Imagine missing a person you deeply love but not knowing exactly what happened to her. Imagine living the rest of your life hoping for answers and the answers never coming. Imagine going to sleep every night hoping for a late night phone call with some answers to the mystery. Unfortunately, this is the reality of many families from all over the world. Now imagine an even worse situation. You don't even know for sure if your loved one truly died. You don't know if your loved one was taken by someone. You hope that your loved one is still alive, somewhere. The lack of answers, the doubt, the unknown can hurt as much as someone's death. Today's episode is a sad story about a beautiful young woman who disappeared in 2011, almost 10 years ago, when she was only 20 years old. Before I even say her name and start telling you the story, imagine yourself as someone you love. At 20 years of age, you've lived good experiences, you're healthy, energetic, excited about the many years of life ahead of you, but suddenly, in the blink of a second, it's over. You're taken. You're killed. You're hidden somewhere. There are no answers to any of those questions. All you and the people around you could see was a bright and happy future ahead of you, but in a quick spare of time, all those dreams were gone. And sadness takes over the life of everyone who's left behind. In today's episode, we will talk about the mysterious disappearance of Lauren Speer. And to get started, let's go over some background information of her and what happened that night. Lauren was born January 17th, 1991, which means she would have just turned 30 years old this year. She was the daughter of Charlene and Robert Speer. Her mom stayed at home and took care of the house, and her dad was an accountant. She had a pretty much normal childhood growing up in Scarsdale, New York. In 2009, Lauren graduated from Edgemont High School and enrolled at Indiana University right after that summer. We don't know much about her dreams and goals for the future, but she had a very specific major in college, textiles merchandising, which tells us that she was into fashion and marketing and definitely had a bright future ahead of her. Besides school, Lauren became very active in the Jewish community at Indiana University. We can tell by the facts that Lauren was very involved in the community and seemed to be a good person. She even spent a spring break in Israel planting trees on behalf of the Jewish National Fund. Lauren was a very special, social, and welcoming person. She met her boyfriend and her good friend a few years earlier at Camp Towanda, a summer camp at a small town in Pennsylvania. She also met several students who were going to attend Indiana University. And this group of people became her close group of friends. That all seems like the perfect American college experience. And it truly was. But sadly, things went to a direction nobody wanted to. Or, better yet, nobody even thought could ever happen. On June 3rd, 2011, following a fun evening at Kilroy Sports Bar in Bloomington, Indiana, Lauren disappeared, and no one ever saw her again. Sadly, and just like that, she was gone. Her disappearance was covered by the national news, but Lauren was presumed dead, and her case remains unsolved. I'm not going to stop there. I have many details I need to share about her disappearance. The goal of this episode is to bring awareness about sad situations and avoid them from happening again. Lauren was drinking at Kilroy Sports Bar with several friends. Jesse Wolf, Lauren's boyfriend, did not go out with them that night, so he stayed in and was texting Lauren throughout the night until he went to bed. Witnesses say that Lauren was very drunk and could barely stand on her feet. That was a bad sign. Things were about to get out of control. The following sequence of events came from eyewitness statements and surveillance footage. The police tried to recreate the sequence of events, but things did not connect in the end. Thursday night and Friday morning, Lauren left her apartment with David Rohn, a friend, then went to Jay Rosenbaum's apartment, and they met with Corey Rossman, the neighbor. Lauren enters Kilroy Sports Bar. A few hours later, Lauren leaves the bar with Corey, but she left her shoes and cell phone at the bar, which shows us that she seemed to be very drunk. Corey walks her to the apartment complex, and then Lauren is seen at the surroundings of her apartment complex. A passerby saw how drunk she was and even asked if she was okay. She somehow managed to leave the apartment and go into an alley between College Avenue and Morton Street. But minutes later, security cameras show her leaving the alley and walking towards an empty lot. Her keys and purse were found in this path. Lauren and Corey went back into the apartment shortly after that. Corey's roommate noticed how drunk they were and took him to bed, but Lauren said she wanted to go back to her apartment. Corey's roommate called the neighbor, Jay, who had been with Lauren earlier, and asked him to take care of her. Lauren was trying to make him drunk with her, but he wouldn't. So she then left and went to Jay's apartment. Jay first noticed a bruise under her eye and got worried, but he thought it was because of a drunken fall. She was too drunk, so she didn't remember how she got the bruise. She tried to call two friends, but neither of them picked up. Lauren left Jay's apartment around 4:30 in the morning, and this is the last time that there is recording of her on cameras. It was at the intersection of 11th Street and College Avenue. She was barefoot, wearing black leggings and a white shirt. In the morning, Lauren's boyfriend sent her a text and received a message back from an employee from the bar. He reported her missing, and she was never seen again. After Lauren being reported missing, the local police conducted investigations around the area, but never found concluding evidence. A man named Daniel Messel was arrested for the murder of an Indiana University student and was out as a suspect to Lauren's murder, but evidence was never found. Even the FBI got involved in an investigation around the area where dog bones were found, but no human bones were ever found. Which leaves us to three main theories. First one was an accidental overdose. Lauren was known for the abuse of substances. She had several situations where she got into trouble because of drugs. So the police believe that she overdosed and died somewhere around the area, but was covered by something and was never found. Second theory was it's a stranger abduction. It's sad, but it's still a common thing. After last being seen by cameras, she could have been picked up by someone and kidnapped. When that happens, the chances of escaping are real low. And the third theory, it's back regarding Daniel Messel. As mentioned before, Daniel was arrested for the murder of another student at Indiana University during very similar circumstances. Same bar, similar story, but no evidence was found against him. But he remains in prison for the murder of the other student. This is a sad story of an unsolved case. The media still talks about it, and the police still look for her. But the chances of finding answers get lower and lower after each day goes by. And that's all we have for today's episode. If you have any comments on this case, leave a comment in the section below. Send us a tweet on True Crime Never Sleeps, or True Crime NS, actually. Let us know what you think about these theories. You think she's still alive? If you have any more information we haven't covered, let us know. Like this video, subscribe, hit the subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.